And tonight in Budapest, Friday night services were held once again at the Dohánya Street Synagogue, the largest synagogue in Europe. It was built in 1850, but has been closed for the last 5 years for renovations. A mass grave with 2,000 Holocaust victims remains untouched in the synagogue's courtyard. 600,000 Hungarian Jews were killed in World War II. 7 years ago, on his first visit back to his homeland, Romania, since 1968, commentator Andrei Codrescu visited the Dohánya Street Synagogue pretty much by accident.
I am looking over the Duna River at the palaces and monuments of Budapest. I inhale deeply the decay of old Europe with its peeling walls and diesel fumes. I am home, no doubt about it, in that Habsburg Europe that is still, for all practical purposes, a chain of related kingdoms steeped in absurdity, elegance, revolution, manners, sacre tortes, puff pastries, and the kind of subterranean intensity that belies all those things. It all looks familiar, the lettering on the shops, the style of the 19th century facades, even the murmur of the street. I find the sound of the Hungarian language reassuring. My people on my mother's side were Transylvanian Hungarian Jews, and the Hungarian was the language of my babyhood. I fell asleep to its sounds in my grandmother's house in Alba Iulia. I feel, too, the insistent mystery of my Jewishness here in this Hungary, where there were once hundreds of thousands of Jews, including my two great aunts who once lived here and then were taken to Auschwitz and were no more. The old synagogue is a forbidding building, a fortress in a state of disrepair. There are marble slabs lying about the immense deserted yard in which stands a partially hidden sculpture dedicated to the survivors of the Holocaust. Profuse ivy grows in wild neglect on the high Moorish facade. As I stroll past the peeling columns, peering into the winter dark at Hebrew letters and the rows of graves in the old Jewish cemetery inside, I have a feeling that I have been here before. I feel the chill, and it's not a December cold. It's the chill of a once full world that is now empty, a deserted center that is also somehow at the center of my being. Something lost, gone, irretrievable. Here is a memorial plaque to the martyrs of 1940-1945. And there is such a profound darkness in those words, I'm wondering why I have come at all. As I am circling the building, I come to a small side door. A round man in a threadbare trench coat spots me and bids me inside. I follow him, and there are people here. Someone takes my coat, hands me a yarmulke, and guides me in. It feels like some sort of dream. I'm walking past rows of dark galleries. To the side, there is a smaller hall, and lo and behold, a service is in progress. It is the last day of Hanukkah. I cannot believe my luck. I am standing here among the tattered remains of Hungarian Jewry with a Hebrew book in my hand. Many of the men are old, but there are some bright-eyed young children in front. One of them is looking at me with open curiosity, and when I look unable to find my place in the book, he shows me his, and I turn to the page. The young rabbi looks like me. I see also some of my features in others in the room. It's a strange homecoming to a place I know nothing obvious about, not the language nor the service. But intimately and deep down, I am connected to these people in ways that crisscross history like underground rivers. The young boy who showed me his book is now asked by the rabbi to lead the service, and he sings in a voice so confident and so pure, it brings tears to my eyes. I am here, in Europe's largest synagogue in Budapest, sharing Hanukkah bread with my mother's people. Strange. I'm on my way to revolutionary Romania, where, as in Hungary and elsewhere, Jews are once more at the center of issues. Most of the founders of Hungary and Romania's communist parties were Jews. In Romania, anti-Semitism had a resurgence under Ceausescu. But one of the new prime ministers there, Petre Roman, is a Jew himself, the son of an old communist. As the new Europe takes shape, being a Jew again becomes significant. I am keenly aware that, far from being spent, the Jews of former Austro-Hungary are still playing out an as yet unknown destiny. But the voice of the young boy reenacting the age-old words is giving me hope. It is the voice of an irrepressible spirit, born out of the ashes again and again.
Poet Andrei Codrescu, in an essay originally broadcast in December 1989, the Doania Street Synagogue reopened this week after 5 years of renovation.